Blog Talk Radio.
I know some things never go as planned, but the Most High got it in his hand. Any can that be evil in the land? Living in this town where everybody think very man.
Together, bring them all together.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. We're going to begin our service with prayer. Giving all honor and glory, praises unto the mighty one of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the only Elohim, whose name is Yahweh and Yah alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, mighty Yah, for blessing us to be alive on this day, this very special day, that through only you we are able to even know what today is. Not only, mighty Yah, is it a new month, but today, being the second of the month, is the day wherein you, mighty Yah, came to our forefathers and spoke to them on top of the mountain of Sinai and delivered unto them your covenant, even the Ten Commandments. This is a day in which no man has ever seen before. No nation has ever had done to them. That Yah spoke to man from heaven and we lived. And this is the day in which you made us your holy people, your nation, and your wife. And we thank you, mighty Yah, that you have given us the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding to be able to know thy word, hear thy law, and walk in thy path and celebrate thy great times. For you say, Yah, to rejoice in all good things. And this surely is the greatest of good things which you spoke to your people personally, to deliver your holy words, so that we may live, so that we may be a peculiar treasure unto you, a kingdom of priests and a holy people above all the earth, for all the earth is yours. And mighty Yah, we thank you for allowing us to be alive today, and we ask that your mercy be upon us, that you forgive us, mighty Yah, for our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, because we have not kept thy covenant, which is why we're here in this captivity today. We haven't kept thy law. We haven't kept thy commandment. We have sinned grievously against thee. We have walked contrary unto thee. Therefore, you have walked contrary unto us. We have not heeded thy words. We have forsook you, so you have forsook us. But Yah, you said if we return unto you, that you will return unto us. If we seek you, we will be found of you. And so we seek you this day, mighty Yah, that you please be found of us, that we may know thy word and know thy great power, that you are the only Elohim, the only Savior, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. We know that you are the only healer, and you are the only one that can deliver us from this place. And we seek thee, mighty Yah, for thy truth, for thy word, for thy spirit, because we need you. We thank you for your love and kindness and your great mercies upon us. We ask that you please help us and help the widow, fatherless, and the poor, and that you bring us up out of our graves so that we may praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Yah, for all things by saying, hallelujah!
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy. Hallelujah. Happy anniversary. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom to everyone. Hallelujah. This is a great day today. A great blessing today. Yah blessed his people today to receive his word, the Ten Commandments. So this is a very special month that we have entered into because it's the anniversary of Yah's marriage to Israel. And we know we haven't been doing right because we've been celebrating our own anniversaries every year. But when do we celebrate Yah's anniversary? And so I'm happy that we are able to gather ourselves together to acknowledge the Almighty. So in light of it being the day to remember Yah's covenant, let's read it. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain. For Yah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath. 6 days should I labor and do all thy work, but the 7 day is the Shabbat of Yah thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah the Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. These are the greatest words that was ever spoken. Because as Moriah Ishaya explained this past Shabbat, this is the only time recorded in history when Yah, the life giver of everything, the supreme power, the fountain of living waters, came and spoke to man, and man lived. I was reading something earlier today, and I found it profound. I think it was in the 19th chapter of Exodus. It's speaking about how Yah came down. And let's go to Exodus 19. Start reading at the 14th verse. In Exodus 19, verse 14, it reads, "And Moshe went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day," which is what today is, "come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day," this same day, today, "in the morning," who got up this morning to praise the mighty Yah? I know I did, because this is a great day. "And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet Elohim. And they stood at the nether part of the mount, and the Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke of a furnace." I'm sorry, we skipped something. "Altogether on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire." So you see, Yah was standing on a mountain. He descended on a mount, on the top of the mountain, in fire. "And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly." So I thought that was real profound, how it described the Almighty coming down and how he stepped on the mountain in fire. He was in fire, surrounded by fire. So this must have been an amazing sight to be at the bottom of this mountain and just see the sky light up with lightnings and thunders and fiery smoke billowing up the top of the mountain, and this voice speaking to us out of the mountain, telling us these words, the Ten Commandments. This is why the people were so afraid when they seen this. And they seen Moses wasn't afraid to talk to him. That's why they said, "Go ahead, Moses, and you talk to him." He says, "Obviously, you've been talking to this scary thing. We scared. We don't know what's going on." And Yah said, "Nah, don't be scared." Look what he said back in Exodus 20, verse 18. It say, "And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak with us, and we will hear." That's how scared we was. We started agreeing to doing the right thing. He said, "Speak with us, and we will hear, but let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die." And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not," saying, he's like, "Don't be afraid, for Elohim is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not." So he said he did this so you have this great awe, this great fear, this great sight, so that you make sure you remember it and honor him and you don't sin. Because remember, how you see Most High come down like that, you going to sin against him now? But that's how hard-headed we are. We've seen that. And we sinned like within the next month. We was doing the wrong thing. Most High said he did this so we won't sin. So we'll be in honor of him. So I thought that was a great testimony that I read this morning when I was reading the recording about the Most High coming to our people. Put the Bible down if you ain't gonna do right by it. So I praise Mighty Yah for that. Did anybody else have any comments or they want to have a question real quick before I sit down and want to say anything about this beautiful day and time that we're in? Because I just want the Most High to bless me today. That's all I need is him to bless myself and my family and everybody else. Show some love and mercy. So if you want to say something, just come to the mic and speak your peace.
Praise the mighty Yah on this beautiful day that Most High set aside for us. A little bit of confusion. You just read out of 19 where it says, be ready against the third day. So is there a connection with the second day? Because, okay, make that clear to me just to catch me up.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Yah. If you look in the book of, and if you had a question or comment, shall we? All right, well, let me ask you this question real quick. In Exodus 19, first verse, it say, in the third month, the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt. The same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed out of Rephidim and were coming to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mountain, and Moses went up to Elohim, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. So on the third new month day, which is the first day of the week, Yah spoke to Moses and told him what needs to happen and be ready against the third day, meaning the third day of the week. But today is the second of the month. So the third day of the week is the second. It's the date. Today's date is the second. Because the third, beginning of the month was on the Yom Kippur or Sunday. So the first of the month, when the month was a day old, was yesterday. And today the month is 2 days old, so we call it the second. But it's the third day of the week. And Yah declared before his whole nation. Where did he speak from? He spoke from where? Out of where? Does anybody know where he spoke out of? He spoke out of heaven. And what day did Yahweh make the heaven? Second. So there's your two connection. Right there. Did I catch you up? All right. You had a comment?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory and praise to our Father Yah. Just a quick comment. I was reading going over Exodus 19 as well this morning when I woke up. And I just was just looking real closely at what the Most High said. And this is what it reads, Exodus 19th chapter. The fifth verse, it says, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And I just considered that and looked at it like I never really paid attention to why he said that for all the earth is mine by following, saying we would be a peculiar treasure, because he's letting us know like the whole earth is mine, but you're going to be a peculiar treasure unto me. You're going to be closer to me. You're going to be something special to me that's dear to me. And it just hit me, and I just thought that was a beautiful thing, because the Most High, he don't need us, because he already told us, your fathers, the only reason why he chose us is because the fear that Abraham had towards him. You know, I don't know where Abraham learned that fear from, because his fathers, sir, they serve other idols on the other side of the flood. So I don't know where Abraham learned that fear from, but he chose Abraham, and Abraham walked before him perfect. and we a recipient of that blessing today. And that's why we serving y'all today. So hallelujah for that.
Hallelujah. Anyone else wanted to make a comment about this great day? Here comes the little guy. Can't tell him he's five. He little. He's running the show already.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say something about the Ten Commandments. Well, why are you up here? What's the first commandment?
Elohim's Iris thing.
And what did he say? I am.
I am. Take.
So he said he's Yada Elohim, which had no Elohim before him, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Courage. I'm going to read the Psalms. If nobody had anything else to say, I'm going to read the Psalms, and then I'll let Maury and Shia get up here. I just had the Psalms. Where'd it go? Psalms 105. Psalms 105.